Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man whose trust is in man and makes the flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. You see, when your trust is in the Lord, circumstances, things can be falling apart all around you, but you're not going to fall apart. You won't be falling apart like a $2 suitcase. God's going to hold you together, and you're going to keep producing fruit. When you understand how important it is to trust in the Lord. So, remember it said, cursed is the man whose trust is in man and makes the flesh his strength. He cannot see when good comes. In other words, good will always, it'll be right on the end of your nose and you won't be able to see it because you're trying to do it yourself. You see this? But when your trust is in him, he's going to open up revelation to you about what's really going on. All right. I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 5. And we're going to look at some verses here. See, it's so important that we have this relationship with the Bible and God's Word. It says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's in Hebrews 12, 4, 12, and 13. The Word of God is living and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then it says, the next verse, verse 13, 4:13, it says, all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Are you with me? So here's the idea. God's word has a way and a power to divide the things that don't belong in your life and to help you to discern what's healthy and what's not healthy for your soul. So you can be intentional about making the proper changes and what God is calling you to. We making sense? Are you catching that? It divides the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the tare, the truth from a lie. Are you listening to me? The straight from the crooked. You catching that? It helps you discern what's around you. Now let's look at this. Hebrews 5:12. For though this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. You know, he's talking about a child, a baby, right? And I like what he says in 1 Corinthians 13. See, I'm always bringing up scriptures that endorse what I'm saying or what this is saying. I always use the scripture. He says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. See, that's speaking of maturity. You have to change the way you think and the way you understand when you're a child, because you need to grow up, right? You ever see 3-4-year-olds sucking on a bottle? Sometimes you do. A lot of times that's because that parent hasn't done their job. Maybe it's health reasons for other sometimes. Sometimes it's just because the parent hasn't done their job. Making sense? Look what he says. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. This word babe is the word napios. Napios, which means not able to talk. So in other words, when you're unskilled, you're not able to speak right. You'll say anything off the top of your head. You'll just say things that hurt people and hurt yourself. You see that? That's what God's trying to do. He's trying to help us to mature so the things we say don't hurt ourselves and other people. Now look, it says they're unskilled in the word of righteousness. I gotta hit this. Wednesday night we talked about righteousness. In Romans 1:16-17, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. For therein the righteousness of God is made known. It's revealed. Righteousness is only made known in the gospel. One gospel. There's not many gospels. There's one. This is what we have to understand, and it only comes through Jesus. Are you hearing me? It's not many gospels, one gospel. And that's the one, righteousness is made known. Pay attention. Righteousness means right standing. Right standing. So if I want right standing with my boss at work, I need to keep hearing the gospel, because it's going to reveal an area where I need to be right standing. It will show you how to treat your boss. You catching this? Well, my marriage, it will show you how to be right standing in your relationship and your marriage. In your finances, it will show you how to be right standing in your finances, and your bills will be paid. Are you hearing me? It will show you your relationships, why you can't get along with people. Because it will show you, because why you're not right standing with people, it's going to show you. The good news shows you. But you have to keep hearing it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to keep hearing the gospel over and over and over again, my friend. We making sense, guys? So righteousness is made known through the gospel. That's important to understand. Why does it have to be made known? Because it's hidden in the gospel. You catch that? It has to be only hidden. It's only in the gospel. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere. You can't get it outside the gospel. That's huge right there. That's significant what I'm saying right there. Now watch. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now your senses encompasses your emotions and your feelings. Your emotions and your feelings. You can't live by your emotions and your feelings. You need to get those under God's restraints and the Holy Spirit to help you with in those areas of your emotions and your feelings. Because your feelings take you somewhere you don't want to go. Well, I don't want to go to church. I don't feel like it. I'm going to stay in bed. I don't feel like it. Well, if you just live the way you feel, you'll destroy yourself. See that? You'll destroy yourself. That's how it works. And our emotions, your emotions reside in your soul. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Those emotions, God wants those under His auspices. Now think about this. The word discern is huge. And this is what I believe God is doing in the church, is increasing our discernment. And he's helping us if we are paying attention, because we need discernment in the hour we live in. And this is what it means. Discernment is the ability to identify and recognize patterns of the past. So what we need is we need to grow in our discernment. And that's what the Bible does. It helps you to discern good and evil. You see, if we can't discern patterns, because some of us, like I said, were taught wrong from our childhood. Some of us, our parents had wrong ideas. Not that, you know, they meant to, but they did. And you picked up their ideas on how you view people. They may have been abusive. You like to be around abusive people. Am I making sense? This is what God wants to do. He wants to help you see this so you're not continuously around destroying yourself. You see, when you start to see yourself the way God sees you, you recognize and see patterns in other people. But now listen to me. You don't judge them and you don't criticize them. When you judge and criticize and find fault, listen to me, that's because you don't see. You still haven't changed you. Whenever you criticize and judge and find fault with other people, that's because you haven't seen your own deficiencies. And that's why you can't love other people. Because you haven't been with him enough and listened to him enough, because he's trying to show you some things in your own life. Are we making sense? When you connect with him, he's going to reveal to you some things that need to change. Am I making sense? If we don't, then you'll live your whole life in destructive behavior, self-destructive behavior. And that's what happens when you, because you can't discern between good and evil. Because the word of God is the only thing that's going to help you discern that. We making sense? We all have discernment. And when our discernment isn't filtered through the love of God, see, it talks about in Philippians 1:9, Paul prayed, I pray that your love would abound more and more. This is agape love. More and more in all knowledge and all discernment. And that you may approve the things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. You see, when you have discernment, you don't get hurt by people. You see that? Because your view of people changes. You see, you don't get your feelings hurt. Rejection doesn't become an infection. Rejection becomes protection. Because you have discernment. And you don't criticize and judge that person. You keep loving that person. You see that? From a distance. You can love people from a distance. You catching this? This is why discernment is so, so important. And so when you criticize and judge and fault find in others, is because you haven't identified those faults in you. That's just, I get around people, I can smell it. When they do that, they haven't looked at their own lives. And I don't judge them or dog them. I understand. And so I'm not judging. I just start to understand. And so I can pray for them. See, when you don't have a healthy discernment and it doesn't come, you gossip. You gossip about people. When you gossip, that's because you don't understand that you're gossiping about something that you probably have the same problem about. Huh? And you're gossiping and tearing somebody else down. You know what? That is one of the worst things you can do. God says he hates gossip. He doesn't just hate it, he abhors it. In Proverbs, he says he hates it because it brings disunity. You see that? He hates it. That's why, you know, if I'm out in the community, somebody will come up to me and they say, oh, did you know so-and-so is going to your church? I say, yeah. And I said, did you hear about... I'll say, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't hear that. I start talking about how good they are and all the good I see in them. You hear me? Because that's the way God designed you. It says in Ephesians 4, 29, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, only that which edifies and gives grace to the hearer. We are never in a position to speak negative words over anybody. Are you catching that? And gossip with people. I tell you what, I used to say, do these look like garbage cans? I don't even do that anymore. I just start letting people know how good they are if they're trying to tell me something. Or you know what I say? Well, let's go get that person and let's talk about it. Let's go get the person so we can really get to the what's really going on here. They never want to do that. Not one time have they ever done that. And every time I start speaking how good they are, they walk away. Now, every time. Because they know I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not in any position to sit around and dog people. Are we making sense? You got to grow in that. You have to grow in that development. Because see, folks, you destroy yourself when you participate in that type of stuff. See, we talked about righteousness, and peace comes from righteousness. It says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So true peace only comes out of righteousness. David says in Psalms 88, 10, and 12, he said, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. They're close. Wherever you find righteousness, you'll always find peace. And peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. You see that? And that's what the Hebrew people used to do when they would go to the market and they would buy something and they would pay cash for it. They would say to the merchant, they would say, shalom. There's nothing, I don't owe you, you don't owe me. There's peace between us. See, there's nothing owed. So there's peace. True peace only comes from righteousness. Are we paying attention? Now remember when Jesus was in the boat and he had the disciples in there? And the boat started just going crazy. Big storm came. And they said, Jesus, look at this storm. What, you sleeping down here? I'm paraphrasing. You're sleeping down here. Wake up. We're going to die. And Jesus walks out. Peace. Be still. You know why he could calm that storm? Because he'd come out of righteousness. You see that? And you know what? That storm was sent from the devil. You paying attention? That storm was sent from the devil. The devil didn't want Jesus to get to the demoniac in the city they were headed to. So they get to the city, and Jesus goes up to this man who's been living in a graveyard. He's been living in a graveyard and talking to dead people and cutting himself. And Jesus walks up to him, and the demons say, oh, they start praying. The demons start praying through him. Oh, you know, don't hurt us. I'm paraphrasing again, but it's basically what they're saying. Isn't that something? Demons pray. When you walk in the presence of God, demons are trembling. Are you catching that? And get a hold of this, what I'm going to say. This guy was cutting himself, but this is a picture, a metaphorical picture of how you hurt yourself. When you don't know who you are, when you don't know who you are, you hang around dead people. The Bible said you were once dead in your trespasses and sin. When you hang around dead things, you start hurting yourself. You see, you hang around people who are dead in their finances, they're going to help you be dead in your finances. You hang around people who are dead in their relationships, they're going to help you be dead in your relationships. Did you get that? That's how it is. And then it says, if you read that in Mark 5, the whole city came and they saw him sitting, the man who was a demoniac, sitting in his right mind and clothed. And they were afraid. He got healed and now they're afraid of him. You know what? When you start acting right, people are going to be afraid of you because you're paying your bills and you're smiling and you're full of joy. Am I making sense? That's the way it is. See, we got to increase our discernment because that was a storm sent by the devil. Now look, in Jonah chapter 1, there was a storm sent by God. God sent the storm to get Jonah to repent. You see, you have to discern, is this storm from the devil, or is this storm from God? Did you get that? When you discern, you can repent and make the right and the necessary adjustments to get right back on path with God. But you see, here's the problem. A lot of people, they say they repent. Listen to me. It says in 2 Corinthians 7:10, it says, godly sorrow produces repentance not to be regretted. It brings salvation not to be regretted. True godly sorrow. When you truly are sorry for your sins and you ask God and you repent, it brings refreshing in your life. Acts 3:19, refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord when you repent. Now listen, here's what people do. They say they repent. The only reason they're repentant, it goes on to say, listen to me, in 2 Corinthians 7:10, it says that they repented, but it was their own repentance, and it brought death. You know why they repented? Because of all the problems they were making of themselves. You see, when you create problems for yourself, oh yeah, you'll be sorry, you'll cry, and, oh, you know, I'm sorry, you know. And it's not godly sorrow. It's not because you're not reconciled with God. It's because you don't like what all the problems you created and you brought on yourself. When that starts to get a little bit better, you're right back to doing the same thing. That right there will destroy you. Am I making sense? You got to discern what storm am I in? What storm has come? Is this storm to help me to repent? Or is this storm from the devil? You see that? Come on. He says in Luke chapter 12, he says, you read the sky and you read the earth and you say, oh, it's going to be hot. Oh, it's going to rain. He says, you hypocrites. He says, you can't even discern the times we're living in. Folks, when we have discernment, we see the times we're living in. It talks about the perilous times we're in. Folks, we are in perilous times. It talks about in 2 Timothy 3, for men will be lovers of themselves, unholy, disobedient to parents, all these different things, unthankful. We ought to be doing the opposite. When you're discerning, you do the opposite because you discern the times. Am I making sense? You discern the times. And when you can discern the times, you can see those patterns and make an adjustment to get to a healthy place. Are we making sense today? Are you glad you came to church? But you see, God's raising up people who really are out to do His will. And this is what He's after. He wants you to be doing His will, not yours. Who's the king? Or we need to keep him there, amen? Now, where does all the demonic forces start to come over us? When we get off the path. You see that? And we self-destruct, like the demoniac. We'll destroy ourselves because we don't know who we are. When you know who you are, you have authority. Jesus said, behold, I've given you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Don't you like that? All the power of the enemy. You see, when you understand who you are, you got power over serpents and scorpions. Remember, serpents and scorpions are what sting and bite. A snake will bite you and release poison into you. He's not talking about snake. He's talking about people. People will say things and release poison. But when you know who you are, you see that? It doesn't get in. You have authority over it because you understand. And your discernment is picking it up. You discern between good and evil. Are you getting that? You see, when you understand that, it keeps you free from being stung by others. And you can pray for them. Jesus said, bless them who persecute you and despitefully you. You can't do that apart from Jesus. You'll get upset and start becoming critical, negative, and fault-finding like that. And now you're contaminated. Now you're contaminating your children, the people who matter the most to you, because you're not growing in your discernment. God is calling his people to discern what's around them. Remember we talked about being drunk and being sober. We want to be sober-minded. And this is so important. This is so significant. Henry Cloud, I took a seminar with him last week, a Zoom seminar, and one of the topics was logonomy. He made up this word, L-O-G-E-T-O-M-Y, logotomy. Logotomy, I think I'm saying it right. What it is you need to get the log out of your own eye and examine your own life and fix the patterns in your own life that are unhealthy. And then you start to see clearer. Don't you like that? Logonomy. I like one translation that says you need to get the telephone pole out of your own eye so you can see clear. That's what the message says. Get the telephone pole out of your own eye so you can see clear enough. You see that? Because a sure sign that you're not seeing clear is when you judge and criticize and fault find in other people. You're doing that when you're home by yourself, to yourself. Isaiah 58 says, he says, when you call upon me, I will answer. I will be your rear guard. God has got your back. When you're in a healthy relationship, God has got your back. He says, if you put away the pointing of the finger and the speaking of wickedness. It hinges on that word if. I will heal you. Your healing doesn't come if you're always critical of other people. That's what the word speaking wickedness, critical, judgmental speech. That's in Isaiah 58, verse 9 and 10. It's huge to understand that. When we understand that, see, we get healed. And we're not going to be criticizing other people. Because you see, if you're always blaming everything and everybody else, what's that? That's why I like this logonomy. I was thinking about when I was on that thing, stuff started coming to me. I don't judge people. I try not to. I mean, I have. But I really work at not doing that. Here's the thing. When you don't judge people, it helps you. You see this? Now think about this. Jesus said, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. Right? So you're going to know if it's a good tree or a bad tree by the fruit it bears. So you and I are to be fruit inspectors. We need to understand oranges and apples. I'm allergic to oranges. I get sores in my mouth and break out in hives. People who are oranges are critical, negative, always the victim, always blaming other people. I just break out when I get around you. Because see, until they see it, that's the way they'll stay.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412. Or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.